obviously the overarching question of the book is, has Canada developed a tradition of parliamentary opposition?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've written several other books, mm-hmm. and one about five, six years ago is called The People's House of Commons. And I suppose in working on that, I became more and more aware how little material there was on opposition. While I was well on to writing the book, the 2011 election occurred, which ended up with the NDP forming official opposition, which is something that had not been anticipated, I would think, up to almost 3 days before the election. So that actually kind of altered it, although I don't know that it altered it that much, except that it underlined the kind of unpredictability of opposition.
In your book, you argue that there isn't that sort of tradition.
In Canada, the tradition, I suppose, is the British tradition, right? And we always tend to look at this Westminster model. Mm-hmm. And in Canada, it's not like, it has not really been like that, in part because we have had governments that have been in power for long periods of time. There are some exceptions, but generally, if you think of Mackenzie King, you think of Trudeau, you think of even Mulroney, or now Mr. Harper, a long period of time. And when you have that such a long period of time of government, oppositions, I think, tend to become somewhat unstable. They look to try to have a new leader or something like that. So they don't really kind of fit the model. And then the other aspect that doesn't fit the model is, of course, we've had a third party, now the NDP, and there have been others, but the NDP, CCF before it. For now, what are we talking about? All 90 years. Mm-hmm. So a third party does tend to detract from the kind of robs the major opposition party of having monopoly, and I think that also has affected opposition. So the long tenure of governments and multiple more than two political parties are quite important. I think it is a problem because you depend in a parliamentary system on opposition in particular to criticize. That's its job, is to criticize. You depend on it to, through its criticism and through debates in the House, which are then reported through the media, to inform the public about issues. Now, that sounds too maybe esoteric and theoretical, but I think it is fundamentally the case. If you don't have the opposition doing that, if for some reason it's unable to do that, then government, I think in fact itself, suffers in several ways. One is it doesn't get the kind of criticism, informed criticism, it ought to have, and secondly, it begins to not perceive the importance itself of opposition, that you really required to bring the opposition along on major policies.
Right, so my next question was going to be, do you see it changing anytime soon, or how can it be improved if this isn't?
Well, the book isn't meant to particularly attack the present government, but one feature of the present government is the kind of language it uses. It sees itself as being elected. It uses this kind of language, it's an elected government. We won the last election. Well, to be quite precise, it didn't. Governments are not elected in Canada. Parliaments are elected. And governments arise out of parliament. And somebody might say, well, what difference does that make? Well, I think it makes a difference, and we can see the difference it makes with the present government, because it will say on, let's say, changing the Canadian Wheat Board or on some other issue, we won the election, and therefore we'll change this policy, even though the opposition might say, well, you didn't really win the election, you've got more seats than we do, and you're forming the government, but in fact we also represent a substantial segment of opinion. And so our criticism is legitimate. But you often hear the government or supporters of the government using language such as, well, really the opposition isn't legitimate. Well, I think, and the trouble is, I think the press sometimes talks this way. And that's, I think, bad for the public sense of how the political system works. But it may be the parliamentary system needs to, has at some point has to be reformed to allow more opportunity for criticism, not just of the institutional opposition, but also more public criticism coming in, affecting policy.